Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. What a great show we have for all of you today. You know, I get to hang out with Dr. Nusheen Darvish on a regular occasion and regular occasions. And every once in a while, we kind of put our heads together and we say, what does the world really want to hear more of? Well, she came up with an amazing series that we're going to be doing with her. But first, let me tell you who she is. People actually come from all over the world asking about her. As a matter of fact, I did an interview with Dr. Christiane Northrup the other day, and during the break, I was talking about Dr. Darvish, and she requested Dr. Darvish's information, because what I was telling her was that, you know, for me, having met Dr. Darvish very, very serendipitously, this is a woman that literally saved my life. And so I was telling Dr. Northrup about her and the work that she does and the work that she's doing with Lyme's patients and the work that she's doing to cure cancer and the fact that Dr. Nusheen Darvish is one of the most sought-after naturopaths that we know of in this area and beyond. You know, she goes into different countries. She goes to different individuals' places if they need her. People come from all over the globe. And there's a reason that they do. I mean, there's a reason that I did, and that is that whether you want to have a preventive portfolio for your health and well-being, and you want to take back control of wellness, you can do that. Or if you're someone like me that pretty much was at the bottom rung of options, and thanks to the angel lady, actually, I found Dr. Nusheen Darvish many years ago. So here she is, a graduate of Best Year. She's sought after to speak in countries across the globe. More recently, she was in China, and you might hear about that. She is the founder of Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue, Washington. She is a state board licensed naturopathic physician and fellowship candidate in anti-aging medicine, integrative anti-aging medicine. And she has been an educator and a leader of how to get at the source of illness. She is also a phenomenal author and someone that amazingly has started to blog about some of the things that many people refuse to talk about. How do I know? Because I get to be on the other end of receiving a lot of those things, and I'm very, very grateful for it. Today's topic and a series she and I are going to be doing, medicines from around the world. Dr. Darvish, glad to have you here.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat, for this kind and generous introduction. Thank you so much.
Well, I tell you, and I just barely touched on the surface. And it's really kind of funny because I never get to see any of my listeners except when I go in for a treatment. So last time I was in for a treatment, I was in with two of my listeners. So it was kind of fun.
It is kind of fun because a lot of your listeners find me and then they find you again.
So then they find me again. Yeah.
And so they put a face to the voice that they hear
really
every day.
They really do, as you're sitting there getting an IV right alongside of them.
And I have to tell you, Dr. Pat, they all love you very much.
Yeah, they love you too.
Thank
as
you.
A matter of fact, I was at the desk, front desk coming in, and I was, you know, saying, Dr. Darvish is going to be coming in. So this young gentleman walked up and he said, Dr. Darvish, I don't even know who he was. I think he works here. And he said, Dr. Darvish, my mother goes to Dr. Darvish. I said, oh, well, we're going to be in the back studio. Come in and say hi. But medicines from around the world, I love this topic.
I love it, too.
I love this topic because, you know, we don't talk very much about integrative and what it really means. You know, we think it means some kind of crazy voodoo thing. But we're only talking about medicines that have been in practice for centuries, actually.
Thousands of years. And, you know, it's really awesome to see what the wisdom is from each culture, each country and what they have to offer in medicine. You know, we look at the wisdom that they have to offer in many other fields, but rarely do we really acknowledge the wisdom that different cultures have to offer in medicine. And I, you know, I had the opportunity to be in China a couple of months ago, representing really United States at this international conference on natural medicine. And, you know, I really commend the Chinese because they are really at the forefront of integrating the world in medicine.
Yeah.
They had invited doctors from all over the world. We had doctors from Australia, from Brazil, from Africa, different parts of Europe, Canada. In every part of the world you can think of, there was a representative from that country speaking on the type of medicine that they practice in their country. And it was really a forum of getting to know each other on a personal level, but also on the intellectual and medicinal level, so how we really can work together to help this world heal at many, many different levels. So I really, really do commend the Chinese for being at the forefront and putting all of this together. And they're planning to do this every year.
Wow.
To have a conference that really integrates. It's an international conference that really integrates the different types of medicine. So I learned a lot from all these different cultures, and I wanted to share that today with some of these
people here. I think it's great. Well, let's start. I mean, you know, it's kind of interesting. Which country do we start with, Dr. Darvish?
Well, you know, I'm a homeopathic medicine doctor. I'm a naturopathic doctor. And it all really began in Germany.
I didn't know that.
I don't think
many people do.
So
Oliver, my technician from my master genius, is from Germany. So he'll be thrilled to hear this.
Yeah, it started all from Germany. Homeopathy was started by Dr. Hahnemann in the 1700s. And Dr. Hahnemann has been recognized or has been known as the father of medicine. You know, he's really the one that brought forth medicine of what we practice today, modern medicine. And so there is a lot of respect for him and what he thought and what he did. And we continue to learn from him, both from the Western medicine perspective and the Eastern medical systems. So homeopathy was one of the medicines that he brought forth and developed. And since then, it's been used all over the world in many, many different cultures. Now, most people don't know what homeopathy is. I don't know even if you know what homeopathy is.
I don't know a formal definition, but I know that you prescribe it for me. That is what I do know.
Okay, well, homeopathy or homeopathic medicines initially were called vaccinia.
Oh, wow, okay? That's interesting.
So vaccinia, have you heard of that term before?
No.
Vaccinations?
Oh, yeah, that one I heard of.
Okay. So vaccinations were actually derived from the term vaccinia, which was the name of homeopathy. So really, the medicine, the vaccinations that we use today are a branch of what homeopathy was initially in the 1700s. So basically, what it means, okay, if I gave you an injection of polio.
Right.
You would get polio.
Right.
But if I gave you a vaccine of polio, your immune system's supposed to get boosted and fight off this infection, right? So we can do that with anything, actually. If you present with a set of symptoms that are similar to arsenic poisoning, I can give you a homeopathic version of arsenic, which is a very, very diluted version of arsenic, and it stimulates your body to fight off the arsenic poisoning type symptoms.
Wow.
So you don't necessarily need to have arsenic poisoning. You just need to present with those symptoms and the homeopathic medicine will work. Okay? So there's over 5,000 different medicines in homeopathy that are used. 5,000.
I know. It's mind-boggling.
It is absolutely mind-boggling. And I'm continuously studying homeopathy because it's a never-ending.
Yeah, it is.
it's just never-ending. But homeopathic medicines are used to treat chronic diseases as well as acute infections. So, for instance, arnica is very well known nowadays.
Yes,
here,
it
at
is.
Least in the western part of this country. We use arnica for bruises, sprains, strains, injuries, emotional injuries, car accidents, physical injuries. And it, you know, in Western terms, it acts like an anti-inflammatory, but really it's not doing that. What it's doing is bringing back homeostasis, balance back into the body by fighting off the arnica type symptoms, which are usually shock related injury type symptoms.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, you speed up healing quickly. I mean, you've got a sprained ankle, it'll heal up within 2 or 3 days with arnica versus 2 weeks. So it can be pretty powerful. We have something called, for instance, Nox Vomica, which is often used for heartburn, and people who are very anger prone or impulsive. Silica. You know the little splinters
yes.
you get in your fingers?
Yeah,
you
yeah,
can't
yeah.
get those out?
Right, that's right.
You just take a couple of doses of silica, and the next morning, usually, it either pops out by itself, or you just press on it, and it pops out. So silica is used for splinters, you know, the little fish bones that you get stuck in your throat. So it can be used for that, but it's also used for strengthening the bone and joints and many other immune system, for bowel movements, you know, people who are suffering from constipation, oftentimes silica helps because, again, it helps evacuation. It helps push
right.
things
and
out.
Right, and what we're talking about when we're talking about homeopathy, we're talking about things that are relatively safe for people. And we'll talk about that when we come back. You know, it's really different than what people are used to hearing. We're not talking about a pill, potion, or lotion, you know, a pharmaceutical, a synthetic. We're not talking about that. And so when we come back, let's talk about how people should best find out about these. I know from experience what I had to learn about homeopathy. Less is more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Nooshin Darvish is in the house. Medicines from around the world. We'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Feeling under the weather? Don't forget some simple home remedies. Garlic, ginger, horseradish, and hot chilies. Consume large amounts of garlic for its immune-boosting antibacterial properties. Eating chilies in soups is sure to get your nose running and sinuses flushed. Or wasabi horseradish on nori or sushi rolls will race through the sinuses and help clear you out. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
If you or anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX 9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellness1.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellness1.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Nooshin Darvish is in the house. We're talking about medicines from around the world. But before we kick back in, I want all of you to know how to find out more about Dr. Darvish. We've made it really easy. Actually, she's made it really easy. You can go to her website, www.drdarvish.com. So that's drdarvish.com. And then if you want to schedule an appointment or schedule a time to speak with someone over there, you can call 425-451-0404, 425-451-0404. Let's get back to talking about around the world, because I didn't think you were going to start with Germany, but we're not done with Germany yet, are we?
No, Germany has a lot to offer, Dr. Pat, and it's a shame that we don't acknowledge Germany as much as we should, but... And they're really, the medicine that I practice here, holistic medicine, integrative medicine, naturopathic medicine, is really all rooted back in Germany. So I really commend the Germans for bringing medicine to the West. In fact, you know, I don't know if you know this, but most of, actually all of the hospitals in the United States in the, up to the early 1900s, I think it was 1910 or so, were all homeopathic medicines, homeopathic hospitals. And they were using homeopathic medicines. And the schools, the medical schools, were all homeopathic-based medical schools. And it was, you know, later when the pharmaceutical companies came into play that they bought out a lot of these schools, and there was a transition or a shift from homeopathic medical schools and hospitals into the modern hospitals that we have today.
You, and also tied to that is if you go back and you read some of the early, let's call it self-help, because that's what we call it now.
Yes.
We didn't call it that back then.
No.
You know, it was called more spiritual readings. It was called more about empowerment readings and so forth. If you go back and you read some of those authors, some of the people that came out of that era, Emma Curtis Hopkins and so many people in this country anyway, you know, what you do is you get to a real mind-body-spirit conversation.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. And, you know, the reason I like homeopathy so much is because it has the power to affect us on the physical level, on the emotional level, on the mental level, and on the spiritual level.
Mm.
And it's the only medicine that I know of that actually can affect you at all those levels. So it can be very powerful in helping heal people. Now, it is, like you were saying earlier, it is a very safe medicine because, really, most people don't get much side effects from it. They may get aggravations from it, which is a little bit different than side effects.
Right.
And, you know, typically, if you're using a low dose, once you take it, if it's going to work, if it's a match to your system, it will work. If it doesn't match to your system, it's not going to work. So it's generally safe. The higher doses, which work at a higher levels in terms of affecting the mental and the emotional, mm-hmm. really need to be prescribed by a physician who does homeopathy, because you can get aggravations. For instance, somebody who is has a lot of suppressed anger inside, a higher dose could bring that suppression out. And guess what we have? A lot of hitting and throwing and just
right.
a lot of anger coming out,
right.
which is actually good for the healing of that patient, but they need to be warned.
Okay, that's good. Okay. You know, so Germany has also, you know, produced some other things, especially in the area of technology, from what I understand, too. I mean, aren't they the producers of the Undermed?
They are. I mean, there's so many different bioenergetic
bioenergetic, there we go.
Out there that are really coming out of Germany. A lot of the physicists are focusing into bioenergy medicine and producing all these awesome machines that affect people in their healing without having the prescription medications and their side effects. So, and we do have some of those that are FDA approved in our office. We were actually one of the first ones to have the on-demand machine. And so it's really, really exciting to see that people can shift at so many different levels with just using a machine that is giving off, for instance, electromagnetic pulse frequencies that we are getting, you know, from sitting here in the radio station, but this is a much more controlled system that we get that helps heal the body. So it's powerful. Then there's other things from Germany, too. The other one that I use often in our office is called neurotherapy. Neurotherapy is basically a very gentle technique that involves a little bit of an injection, and it involves an injection of procaine. Procaine is what I call a nutritive anesthetic. In other words, it brings nutrition in and pulls the toxins out. And neurotherapy is used to inject certain areas of what we call blockages. These blockages can be in the nerves. Scar tissue is, for instance, a big block in the flow of the energy of the healing of the body. It's just like, you know, you've got four or five high freeway going, and it comes to a stop because of traffic congestion.
Right.
That's a scar. Right. In fact, there is an accident here on I-90 with a child who passed away. There's a little cross that's there, and that's a scar.
Right.
Every time I go by it, I remember that day when I saw that accident.
Right.
So these blocks within the freeway stop the traffic from going through, and they slow down the traffic on the other side. And so the same thing happens in our bodies when there's scar tissue, whether it's from an injury or a surgical scar, tonsillectomies, appendectomies, you know, when you've had your appendix removed, gallbladder removed, all of these scars, when there's been back in injuries or surgeries, car accidents which produce scars that you may not see, but they're hidden in the spine.
Right.
All of these scars cause blockages to our body to heal. And as the blockages continue to be there, as these scars continue to be there, they promote an area of congestion which leads to disease, dysfunction of that tissue, and then disease. Okay? For instance, give you a little example. I had a patient, I think 15 or 20 years, he had diabetes, insulin-dependent diabetes. It started the day, literally the day or two after he had his tonsils removed when he was younger.
Wow.
And so I decided to inject, using neurotherapy, into the scars that of the tonsillectomy that he had from age 10 or 8 or whenever it was. Ever since then, he has been diabetic-free, insulin-free. So I injected those scars maybe twice. He's
really
no longer needing insulin.
Is that right? Wow.
And his blood sugar stayed as
well. Well, I know how I reacted to him. I mean, I'm probably one of the few people that comes in and I ask you for neurotherapy because I've had such incredible responses and I know where I'm blocked. And then, of course, you also tell me if I'm blocked other places. But, you know, when you've had as many knee surgeries, shoulder surgeries, because I was a professional athlete for a large part of my life. You know, we got some wear and tear on this body.
We do. And, you know, for instance, I've had police officers come in. I remember this one police officer. He came in and he was hunched back. He had gone through about three or four different back surgeries. He's done physical therapy, acupuncture. I mean, you name it, he had done it. And he still could not walk from the pain that he was suffering from in his back. And so I gave him a few injections, neurotherapy injections. Now, keep in mind that these injections, by the way, are very superficial.
Right.
We're getting at the nerve and nerve
They're not
ending.
Deep.
They're not deep.
No.
They're like little bee stings. They're not deep at all. But it's the technique. Anyhow, I gave him a few injections. He's been walking and standing up straight with no back pain now off of all pain medications, you know. So it can be very powerful. Here's another one. Females who've gone through C-section or hysterectomy, so they have a scar in that area.
Yes.
Or even tummy tuck
right.
surgery, okay? Mm-hmm. I've done many, many females. When once I inject that area, not only is there an emotional release, an emotion that they've been holding on to there, that's been causing them to have bloating, fatigue, all these different symptoms, even thyroid symptoms. Not only does it resolve that, but immediately they suddenly can breathe easier. The sinuses clear up. So chronic sinus infections clear up from injecting scars that are lower down in the pelvic area. So it's amazing what neurotherapy can do.
Well, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to move on to another country. I think you're going to be surprised. We're doing medicines from around the world with Dr. Nusheen Darvish. And, you know, a lot of what she does is included in these conversations. She's recently back from a trip from China. So we're going to talk about some of that. You know, how about bush medicine? What's that all about? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shisei, the healthy chocolate. Shisei is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shisei, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community, presents Healing, a spiritual event, Saturday, December 3rd, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. in Seattle. The event features free mediumship and energy healing demos, lectures in crystal light therapy, alchemy, meditation, psychometry, and psychic art drawing with the masters. At 6 p.m., the doors open for a rare opportunity to experience hands-on healing by the Ascended Masters. To register for this evening's seance, go to theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you're experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to your individual needs. We're open 7 days a week with convenient locations in Green Lake and Queen Anne. New clients mention hearing this ad and enjoy $20 off your first massage visit at Dream Clinic. Learn more about us at dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863. Discover Dream Clinic and experience the difference.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. Dr. Nusheen Darvish is in the house. What a great, great show. Medicines from around the world. You want to make sure you find out more about Dr. Darvish. Sign up for the blog. Go to her website, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com. If you want to schedule an appointment with many of these approaches, techniques, and remedies, you can call her office at 425-451-0404. Okay, which country are we going to next?
Let's go to Greece.
All right, let's go to Greece. Besides having fabulous food.
So, you know bee venom therapy?
Yeah, I do.
You've
know
heard
it.
About
yeah, I have.
Bee venom?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, well, for
I,
those
I don't
of
really
you,
have the guts to do it, but I have heard about
okay,
it.
Okay, for those of you who don't know about bee venom therapy, it is exactly that. The bee venom from bees is basically injected or allowed for the actual bee to sting the
right.
certain acupuncture points in the body to stimulate healing. It has, you know, bee venom has over 18 different nutrients in it.
Right.
It's very potent. It is a source, a very rich source of enzymes and peptides and proteins and all sorts of things. So it started in Greece by Hippocrates, again, the father of medicine, in the 1500s. Actually, it was found even before that by the Greek physicians in the 400 BCs. So they used bee venom therapy. Now, I was in China, and this is where it's used more commonly in China and Europe. And in U.S. and Canada, we use it, but we don't actually use the full bee. If we can get it, it'll be great, but we typically use the venom in an injectable form. So it's just as effective. But this bee venom therapy is used to treat arthritis, Lyme disease, rheumatoid pain, chronic fatigue, skin diseases, all sorts of things. So I was in China at this conference, and, you know, they said we're going to have demonstrations. So great. So, you know, usually in the U.S., what we do is we set up there's booths set up around the stadium or the hall, and you go around from booth to booth and check out
what other
the
people are doing.
Exactly.
Right,
right.
That's the way you do it in this country.
That's right.
Yeah.
So not there. They had everybody seated in theater style and stage on top. It was a show. It was a complete show. So the doctor comes out dressed in his white jacket. A nurse comes out with, you know, with the nurse hat.
Yeah.
And the dress.
Yeah.
You know,
the
dress that you usually see in movies nowadays.
Exactly.
In the old movies.
The old
right?
score movies. Yeah, I'm totally with you.
Okay.
It's called
not
a formal.
Scrubs.
It's a formal.
It's a formal.
It's a formal
yeah. thing. So it was a completely
right.
real production.
Right.
Okay. Not rehearsed prehand. So the doctor comes in on stage, and the nurse has a box of bees. The patient comes in and sits on the chair, and the doctor takes a tweezer, inserts the tweezer in this hole into the box, picks up, and it was a clear box, so you could see, picks up a bee, brings it out, and finds the acupuncture point on the patient, lets the bee sit there, sting the patient, squeezes the bee, and throws it out. Next point, grabs another bee, comes and stings the next point, and squeezes and lets it out. And the patient really didn't have much pain, to my surprise, with this. Yeah, I would have thought that they would have.
I would have thought that, too.
Yeah, right?
I really would have. And, of course, if you tried that in this country, the Humane Society would be all over you about that. But I understand their approach.
It was incredible. And so they use it quite frequently for these chronic inflammatory conditions, and it's very, very effective. Lyme disease is very well known to be effective, you know, to be treated with bee venom therapy. So that was Greece.
Wow.
Shall we move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
Where do you want to go next?
I want to go to China.
Okay, so China, of course.
We probably have to do a whole show on China.
Yes, China, you know, they have so much to offer. I mean, it's over 5,000 years old of medicine, acupuncture, very well known now in the U.S. 15, 20 years ago when I studied medicine, actually 20 years ago when I was studying medicine, acupuncture was booed, right? It wasn't accepted at all. And it's just been in the last decade that it's been accepted in
You didn't hear my story the other day.
No, I didn't.
When I was in New York, the only acupuncture place I went, because I had early menopause, so I had night sweats, they thought I had AIDS. So I was given a secret location in New York City off of 8th Avenue that I went to, climbed up eight stories of stairs, walked into this woman's room full of planets hanging from the sky, and that was my first acupuncture treatment.
That's amazing.
I didn't even know what it was, but it was underground.
It's underground. Now, so here's the thing. Acupuncture is even being further developed. So there is not just the general acupuncture, which we are familiar with in this country and most countries. There is now abdominal acupuncture, okay? And basically, instead of needling the different parts of the body, they only needle around the abdomen, around the belly button areas, and basically are able to treat the whole body by just focusing in onto the abdomen, okay? There is something called cheek acupuncture. And cheek acupuncture is using the cheekbone. So the cheekbone, if you really transpose a figure, a human figure over it, you can see where the arms are the top part of the jaw and the legs are the lower part of the jaw. Mm. And the TMJ is actually the head of the person. Okay?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So they use the cheek needles or even little magnets just in points on the face to treat full body problems. It's absolutely amazing.
And the magnets are really an alternative for people that aren't really fond of needles.
Or children.
Children, right.
Yeah,
good point.
Or children, too. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes the needles are too strong, mm-hmm. so they start with a gentler form.
The treatment with the needles. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's ear acupuncture, which many people know in this country also. You know, the different parts of the ear represent different parts of the body.
I've had that.
And it's amazing as well because you've got all the different layers of the embryo, how the embryo began. It has three different layers.
Oh, wow.
And those three different layers are represented in the ear. So we can get to the origin of the tissue that's having dysfunction by just doing magnets or injections into that area. So that's very, very powerful. And then there's needle-free acupuncture. And needle-free acupuncture is only about 5 years old, and it's a treatment that we have in our office. It's very, very powerful. It's actually, I have patients who say it's more powerful than the needle acupuncture. And what it is basically these stones that are made from four different types of stones. And we place these over acupuncture points. The body gets hot in that area. You get a big red burning sensation, but the stones stay cool. Okay? We remove the stones after 15, 20 minutes, and you may still have that burning hot sensation, and it may continue for 24 hours. But we have treated chronic sinus infections with that. We've treated back pain, menstrual problems, abdominal symptoms, IBS, nervous system issues, lung respiratory infections, all sorts of things, by just using needle-free acupuncture, which a lot of people like because it's quite quick. And it's, you know, there's no needles involved.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's extremely powerful. In fact, it won the 2006 International Oriental Medicine Award within 6 months of it coming out.
Oh, that's amazing.
So it's amazing.
Yeah, wow.
Fascinating. So that was, you know, that's a little story about China. They, you know, the whole idea about acupuncture is also that there are these high electrical charges, points that are fully charged electrical areas in our body. And when those become blocked, that's when tissue kind of becomes dysfunctional and then it leads to disease. So the Chinese believe that if we just stick a needle in there or do the needle-free acupuncture or put a magnet or whatever on those specific points, that you're unblocking the toxic energy buildup and the energy starts flowing through that area and mm-hmm. the body starts healing on its own. So these points, you know, in the past, in the old days, when I was in China, I got a tour of the Museum of Chinese Medicine, and initially they used bones from animals basically to as needles to get to these acupuncture points. Mm-hmm. You know, 5,000 years ago, they used bones. And then gradually these bones evolved into thicker needles, and then now we've got the very, very fine needles.
Yeah, wow. You know, I just think, you know, as I'm listening to you, I reflect on a couple different things and how you can actually feel these modalities work. When you were talking about the electrical point of acupuncture, you know when you've hit that point.
Exactly. And
you know what?
Now we have devices, and the devices on the internet that are sold that detect the acupuncture points, and you suddenly hear this, you know, the sound that the machine produces because it has recognized where the high frequency charge is in that area of the body. And then you treat it, and you can hear the shift in the noise of the machine by just the shift that's going on with the healing process in the body. So, you know, we can measure these things nowadays. Before, we weren't able to.
You know, when we come back from break, one of the things we're going to talk about is some things that I'm very excited about. Coming from India, coming from China, things like Qigong, things like yoga. And we'll talk about these in a way that they're now being recognized again. You know, a lot of the things that Dr. Darvish has brought forth, you know, have kind of gone through this place, in this country anyway, have gone through this place of being dormant, or they've been hidden for a while. And these things are starting to emerge. And I'd be interested to hear why that is. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, let's find out what country we're going to go to next. Dr. Nusheen Darvish in the house. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com. We'll be right back.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community, presents Healing, a spiritual event, Saturday, December 3rd, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. in Seattle. The event features free mediumship and energy healing demos, lectures in crystal light therapy, alchemy, meditation, psychometry, and psychic art drawing with the masters. At 6 p.m., the doors open for a rare opportunity to experience hands-on healing by the Ascended Masters. To register for this evening's seance, go to theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Dr. Nusheen Darvish is taking us around the world. Medicines from around the world. A couple of places we haven't talked about yet. I'm really eager to talk about it. You know, half of my family, my grandfather came to this country from Italy. His brother went to Brazil. Recently, I went on Facebook, and I put in my name, and all of my Brazilian relatives showed up. So now I have more friends and Brazilian relatives when actually I didn't know I had any. Some of them are doctors, natural doctors and otherwise. So I'm very excited to hear about Brazil and other places. Where do you want to go next, Dr. Garvish?
Maybe to Brazil.
Let's go to Brazil.
So Brazil, I love that name. It's such an exotic name.
It's very exotic.
You know, Brazilian medicine is very powerful. In fact, South American medicine is very powerful because they're still very deeply rooted in the plants and the herbs. And many of our very powerful herbs come from South America. In fact, you know, for instance, some of the anti-cancer medicines like Taxol, for instance, come from the plants in South America. So South America has got a lot to offer. We've got, you know, herbs that are very strong antimicrobials that I use pretty frequently for chronic infections, acute infections, chronic infections like chronic Lyme infections, or staph infections that are not healing, or strep infections that are not healing, parasites, viruses, a lot of these, you know, chronic things, infections that Western medicine is getting to a block with. You know, they're finding that their antimicrobials, the antibiotics, are getting to a point where they're becoming resistant. These infections are becoming resistant to these antibiotics. That when we go, we switch the patient over to a South American herb, okay, suddenly, poof, there is a shift, and the healing begins and the body fights this infection. One prime example, I have patients that come to me that have had Lyme infections for years. They've been on antibiotics for decades, and I'm talking about intravenous antibiotics.
No, yeah, I know.
Right? And I switch them over to some herbs that are from South America, and with one drop, for instance, they notice a big reaction to this one drop of a tincture of an herb from South America. And it worked, you know, for 2 weeks, basically. I put them on these, and there's a shift. They start feeling better, you know. So we know these are very, very powerful. There's more and more studies being done on some of these herbs. Prima Uno de Gato is one of the most more commonly known, the most, you know, better known herb from the Peruvian jungle,
right,
that we are using here, that is an anti-parasitic, for instance. It helps balance the digestive system. It stimulates the immune system. It's antimicrobial. So it's used for a lot of diseases, including cancer and Lyme disease and so forth. So arthritis. So Prima Uno de Gato is
very good for autoimmune. I mean,
it
is. It's an autoimmune.
It is.
What are you finding for lupus? Does that fit into the category as well?
Okay. It does. Mm-hmm. It does. And then there's more rare herbs that most people don't know about, like banderol or kumanda or quina. These are plants and herbs that are used to treat infections like malaria or, again, Lyme disease or chronic yeast infection. Chronic yeast infection.
I think we have epidemic of that one.
Okay, chronic yeast, right? And I couldn't tell you how many people come in here with chronic yeast infections. They just can't get over it. They get over one, and before they know, they've got another one going
on. We're eating so much sugar.
Right?
Isn't that part of it?
That's part of it. Part of it is we live in a moldy environment.
Yeah.
The other part of it, we eat a lot of pastas and breads.
And then
we've got the antibiotics on top of that. I mean, it's
cumulative.
It's a lot. So chronic yeast infections are treated beautifully with some of these Peruvian or Brazilian herbs.
Mm.
So I love Brazil. I'm so happy to know that you're part Brazilian.
There you go. Field trip.
Field trip.
Field trip.
Acai. Acai, you know the acai
that
we talk about so much? It's used to treat leukemia in South America.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It comes from Brazil.
Mm. Right? Wow.
Cashews, mangosteen, coconut, these are all different types of nuts and food that we get from plants in Brazil. that were, well, originated from Brazil, really, that are commonly used as antioxidants, as food, and have incredible healing properties for many different things.
Mm.
So Brazil has a lot to offer, Dr. Bass.
Not to mention chocolate.
Chocolate, that's right.
The raw form.
And coffee.
Raw, yeah, chocolate and coffee.
And coffee.
My grandfather was a coffee grower. That's what he went to Brazil to do. So what? Tell us about the Bush people.
The Bush people.
Because I've been waiting to hear this.
That's from Australia.
You got me all excited about that earlier.
Okay, so that's from the Australia. You know, Bush medicine is actually used from all is used all over the world now. It's really, it started by the Aborigines of Australia thousands of years ago, even prior to the European settlement and of course the U.S. settlement. And it's basically using plants and the leaves, animal oils, healing rituals, the smoking of various herbs to bring about healing. For instance, they use sandalwood.
Yes.
That we still use now, right? But it really started in as part of Bushman medicine in Australia. So sandalwood's used for headaches. It was used for headaches then, muscle aches, respiratory infections. The nuts were crushed. They used to crush the nuts to use them for toothache and place them on the teeth for tooth pain. Then there's eucalyptus, which actually comes from Bush medicine from Australia. And eucalyptus, you know, nowadays we know it as eucalyptus oil. It's antifungal, antimicrobial. So it's used for skin infections, for respiratory infections. There is another plant called soap bush that they used to, they still do, by the way, these things. Soak the leaves until it became a little foamy and like a soap. And then they applied it topically as a foam on the back and on the joints to heal joint pain and arthritis. And then they used to use clays. I keep saying used to, but really.
They still do. Yes.
Clays as a dressing on the wounds, and then they use paper bark as to top, to cover the dressing, you know, to cover the wound. They typically crush the leaves and heat these leaves over coal to release the oils and the vapors. And then they inhale the vapors or use the oils topically or orally for antiseptic, for healing. So Bush medicine from Australia.
Yes,
actually,
powerful.
We use it quite a bit here U.S., but we don't acknowledge it.
No, we don't. That's what we're doing today with Dr. Darvish, really acknowledging the source of where so many amazing healing remedies and solutions come from. We kind of forgot that. So what's new on the table, or maybe old?
You know, I think perhaps, like you said, new and old is really, really uniting these medicines into one. Really, like you said, acknowledging that all these medicines come from different countries, but really we all have had the wisdom to help the body heal, and the body continues to have that wisdom to heal. So we don't necessarily need to suppress the body's innate ability of healing with prescription medications. A lot of times we can heal. Now, mind you, I have to say that prescription medications do have their place. I use them when I need to in urgent situations, in emergency cases. But 95% of our life really does not need prescription medications. A lot of the wisdom that is innate from all these different cultures we can use to help heal. And that's, this is really what we do in our office, is to bring healing, transforming lives from within, affecting you physically, mentally, and emotionally.
Well, this has been a great conversation. Now, is there anything on the list we haven't touched upon that we want to at least mention and we can come back to it at another show?
Well, I have to say heat therapy like hyperthermia from Germany. We're back to Germany
back
again.
Back to Germany.
And UV light and ozone therapy from Germany, which are used as antimicrobial and immune stimulators.
Well, I think the UV light and in terms of the Germans' use of it is pretty extensive.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's actually the only well-documented therapy to affect hepatitis C, AIDS, HIV, chronic Epstein-Barr virus, chronic yeast infections, cancers, and so it has extreme power you know, it's basically the treatment of light.
It is. And for those of you that want to find out more, you can go online and check UV light therapy. Go to, you know, go look it up in Germany, if you could find a site that isn't in German. Dr. Darvish, thank you for joining us here today. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with?
You know, let's think about unity, really.
Yeah, I think so.
And be peaceful within ourselves and with everyone around us.
I love it. Thank you for bringing
this.
I can't wait to get the next round. Thank you so much for tuning us in, turning us on. If you've missed any part of the Dr. Pat Show, what you can do is go to drpatlive.com or transformationtalkradio.com. We'll see you next time.